Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heighten your awareness of His very real presence in your life. You know, He is with you every step of the way. I often say if God just seems silent, don't confuse His silence for His absence. Well, we've got a big week ahead. Share starts tomorrow. So we are dedicating today to you. We just want to hear from you. So this is kind of like a Songs and Verses show, which we do every month, but we usually pick a theme where maybe we talk about fear, we talk about faith. Last time, I think we talked legacy. Well, we're broadening the topic. The phone lines are open. If you don't call, I don't have anybody to talk to. So I want to know from you, and you can just tell me, what do you want to talk about? But here are a few questions to get your thoughts started. What is God teaching you these days? Maybe, how can I pray for you? I love to pray for people. How can I stand with you? What lesson have you learned recently? Maybe you've come out through a battle and you want to inspire somebody else saying, I've just learned a life lesson, something I knew, but now I know deeper. Well, the phone lines are open, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or you can email middays at myfaithradio.com. You can also text, but I want you to know the first handful of you to get on the air will get a book off of our Faith Radio shelf, and it's going to be kind of a random surprise, but let me tell you about the list of books that I have right in front of me. Lisa Turkhurst's book, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. Sharon Hottie Miller just had her on, and people wanted her book. It's called Nice, Why We Love to Be Liked and How God Calls Us to More. A beautiful hardcover devotional by Susie Eller called, or Suzanne Eller is her author name, Come With Me. Leanne Tankersley wrote, Always We Begin Again, Stepping Into the Next New Moment, and a few more. So I want to hear from you. What do you want to talk about? What's on your heart? How can I pray for you? Surely you have something you want to talk about. And everybody who gets on the air, the first five, six, seven of you, you will get a book, and it'll be fun. It'll be a surprise. And if the book is just sort of not for you, you can re-gift it. A couple of these books, I have a couple of notes in from my show prep. Hopefully that doesn't matter to you too much, right? 877-933-2484. Plus, I've got some songs to play that I've just been listening to in my prayer time that are so precious to me that I wanted to share them with you. Well, as I see some calls coming in, as I wait for the calls to come in, you know, something God's been dealing with me in lately is just, He's been giving me lots of opportunities to die to myself, you know, times where you feel, you know, I don't know if the word snubbed is the best word, but, you know, just sort of where your heart kind of rises and then it falls because you feel maybe overlooked, sidestepped, whatever. And I always look for opportunities to die because every time I humble myself, I know a resurrection power in Christ. I now see it really as such a privilege because Jesus did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, and He laid His life down. When you think about that, His status as God, He did not leverage while He walked the earth. He laid it down at every turn so that we could be saved and so we could reign with Him. And likewise, God really calls us when we want to posture, grab for ourselves, take that opportunity to die to ourselves. You know something of God's redeeming power, and you can walk in a deeper confidence. And I feel like it lessens your attachment to man's opinion, man's affirmation. Now, of course, we all need affirmation at different times, and God makes sure that people encourage us along the way. That's hugely important. But there's times where He allows you to go without it. And I think the question is, am I enough for you? Can you trust me? Can you know that I see you? Is my affection and affirmation enough for you? Well, I was reading in Streams in the Desert this morning. A.B. Simpson is one of my favorite dead guys, I just got to say. And his entries in this book are some of my favorites. And he tells a story about this Roman soldier who was told by his guide that if he insisted on taking a certain journey, he would probably die. And the soldier answered, well, it's necessary for me to go. It's not necessary for me to live. Isn't that powerful? And A.B. Simpson writes, that was true depth of conviction. And only when we're likewise convicted will our lives amount to something. But a shallow life lives on its impulses, impressions, intuitions, instincts, and largely on its circumstances. Hear that again. A.B. Simpson says, a shallow life lives on its impulses, impressions, intuitions, instincts, and largely on its circumstances. Those with profound character, however, look beyond all of these and they move steadily ahead, seeing the future, where sorrow, seeming defeat, and failure will be reversed. You know, I'm going to pause here in this reading. Our theme this year for SHARE is a hope and a future. And every one of us needs something on the horizon. And God is always up to something good in each of our lives. And I can say this with certainty based on Scripture. God is up to something good in your life that you can't yet see. That He's got good plans for you. He's a good Father and He gives good gifts. Some of these things you've been praying for, hoping for, some of these things you never saw coming because He plans good for you. So hear this again from A.B. Simpson. Those with profound character look beyond all these things, circumstances, impulses, reactions, and they move steadily ahead, seeing the future where sorrow, seeming defeat, and failure will be reversed, because they will. They sail right through the storm clouds into the bright sunshine, which always awaits them on the other side. Once God has deepened us, He can give us His deepest truths, His most profound secrets, and He will trust us with greater power. Lord, lead us into the depths of Your life and save us from a shallow existence. Isn't that amazing? I love that. I'm Susie Larson. This is Middays. It's our day before SHARE. You are my special guest, and I'm going to just bribe you with books, because you don't want to be listening to me for this whole hour. What is God teaching you? How can we pray for you? What's on your heart? What's He speaking to you about these days? 877-933-2484. We've got, let's see here, Maria. Is that Maria? Maria checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Maria. Thanks for holding.
Hey.
How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
Yes. What's God teaching you these days?
So God is teaching me to trust Him more, to open up my arms and my hands and say, I'm going to trust You, Lord. And even when I have to submit and surrender my plans to His timing, my husband and I are starting the adoption journey.
Wow.
And it had been a time of like saying, Lord, are You sure? We're not quite ready yet. But to completely trust Him for provision, completely trust Him knowing that the child that He has picked for us is out there, and to step out in faith, I guess.
Wow. Love it. Can I pray for you, Maria?
Oh, absolutely. We would love that.
Father, I pray for Maria and her husband, and I thank You, God, that You have the child chosen for them, and You knitted that child together in its mother's womb. And You say in Scripture in Psalm 139 that You've laid out every single day before this child lived one, and that part of this plan, a significant plan, is for this child to find its home with Maria and her husband. So I pray just the blood of Jesus over the whole process. Protect them from every enemy scheme. Protect them from hiccups and red tape and kinds of things that slow the process down. I pray, Jesus, there'd be a supernatural grace from the moment they step into this, from the minute to the next minute when they're holding their child in their arms. We just commit this dear family to You. Thank You for Maria's heart to trust You and to give a child a home. And I pray it would be the first of many. And we commit this dear family to You now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. You get a book off of our Faith Radio shelf, and I hope you like the book you receive. If you want to receive a book, make sure you just hold on and give Carissa your address, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Bless you. 877-933-2484. You can text or call. I want to talk with you. If you get on the air, I would love to chat with you. We'll get you a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. We've got Lynette calling from Minneapolis, and she's also wanting to share what God's teaching her these days. Hey, Lynette, thank you for rescuing me, first of all. Thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. I guess what I want to basically share has been going on in my life in the last several months is my father passed away several years ago, 5 years ago, I believe, and then my mother passed December this last year. Mm. And it was a blessing because of, you know, when they get to be 88 years old and they don't want to be on this earth anymore and they want to be with the Lord, it's a good thing. But my family, my sister and my brother and I have not been very close for a long time, and it's okay. We all have our lives that we're in our directions with. But I'm learning that through this challenge with my mom's, you know, sicknesses and her challenges, our relationship even has grown farther apart. Because we all have our ways of how we think we should deal with these things. And I'm a real kind of a natural holistic person, and I see God rightly in my life doing a lot of blessing things with me. And I'm, you know, hoping that I can get my family in on this as well. But I've learned that God is the only thing that you can rely on. He's been my savior. He's been my rock. through all of the things I've gone through. And he's giving me so many things that I can see now that it's because of he knows my heart. He knows my calling and the things that I want to do in my life. Is bless children with a ranch that I'm pursuing right now. Mm. And with God's guidance and help, it'll open up soon and it'll bring kids out to the country. And I'm getting way off track, but because I have so many things I want to share. But he's saying just go forward. Nobody in your family is as important as my vision and his dream for my life. And I pray that my family will see that someday. But I'm just going forward with what I see that's been on my heart for 25 or 30 years. Hmm. So
let me pray for you, Lynette, because that is a lot. You're grieving the loss. You're standing in a gap. And I'm sure your heart does break over broken relationships with siblings. And then you've got this dream on your heart. That's a lot. So, Lord, I pray for Lynette. I pray, God, first of all, that you comfort her grieving heart, Father. I pray, Jesus, by a miracle, as she continues to love you and follow you, that the light would shine so brightly in her life that it would draw her siblings to you as well. And you'd bring a deep reconciliation to this family. Just draw them closer to each other where they can start to enjoy great fellowship. And Lord Jesus, we do ask you, do a miracle in this work that you're giving Lynette a dream about. I pray you'd open doors, bring provision, and I pray you'd see it all the way through to its fulfillment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lynette. One faith step at a time, hon. Yep. And you hang on and give Carissa your address if you're able, and we'll get you a book in the mail, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 877-933-2484. We're taking calls. Just share what God's teaching you, if we can pray for you. It's our day before share. We're just celebrating you, our listener, how we can be here for you. It's Chris now calling from Waterloo. We're keeping our producer hopping. She's getting her exercise today. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I'm asking for prayer. My husband is an alcoholic, and I've been struggling with him for 35 years in our marriage, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, I can only imagine how heartbroken and tired you must be.
I am very tired.
Wow. Well, Father, we just lift up Chris to you right now, and I pray, God, that you would bring a strong sense of your presence to her right now. I pray that the scripture says that wisdom would enter her heart and knowledge would fill her with peace, and you'd give her wisdom about boundaries maybe that need to be taken, Lord Jesus, next steps that she needs to take. I pray, God, that you'd guard and guide her as the apple of your eye, and I pray you'd be the hound of heaven and you'd wake up her husband and show him, God, how he's trashing his life. And nobody trashes their life in isolation. He's trashing other people's lives as well. So I pray, God, do what you can do. Do what only you can do in her husband's life. And wake him up and save him from this pit of destruction. I pray you'd redeem this marriage beyond their wildest dreams, Lord God. Do a miracle. And in the meantime, I pray you'd lead Chris to still waters, that you'd restore her soul, that she'd start to feel oxygen come back into her whole body, and that you would show her what next step she needs to take so that her soul can be restored. We commit her to you and this marriage to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Chris. I want to get you a book. If you're able, either hang on and give Carissa the address or email middays@myfaithradio.com, and we'll get you in the list for books, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. We need to pause here for a break, but I see Sherry. We're going to take your call next, Sherry. So thanks. If you can hold on just about a minute and a half. This is our day before share, and it's all about you today. What's God teaching you? How can we pray for you? I'll have a few songs that I'm just going to share out of my prayer time that have been ministering to my heart. I pray they minister to yours as well. Got a big stack of books to give away if you get on the air today. A book by Lisa Turkhurst, that Sharon Hottie Miller book that I just interviewed her on called Nice, some devotionals, other fun resources. So keep the calls coming, 877-933-2484. You can also text if you like or email middays@myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks so much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have you listening today. Well, tomorrow starts our Fall Share event. So today, it's all about you, baby. You're my guest. And so if you don't call in, You'll probably be listening to me for the whole hour. I'm pretty sure you don't want to do that. So the topic is broad. You know, we do these songs and verses shows once a month, but there's always a theme. This day, we're going to play a few songs, but the theme is really what you want it to be about. Can I pray for you in some way? What is God teaching you? Maybe there's a life lesson you've recently learned, and I want you to share it because somebody's going through what you have just come through. Got a good stack of books to give away to those who get on the air today. I've got one by Lisa Turkhurst, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. Sharon Hottie Miller's book, I just interviewed her on that book, titled Nice, Why We Love to Be Liked and How God Calls Us to More. A Come With Me devotional by Susie Eller. It's a hardcover, beautiful book, and more. So, 877-933-2484. We've got Sharon calling from Granite Falls, Minnesota. Hey, Sherry, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey. What's God talking to you about these days?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that I absolutely love your program. When I first started listening, I'm not sure how long ago it was, but you were on for 2 hours a day, and then you went off.
Yeah.
That was a sad time for me because I missed your program. So I am so glad that you're on now. So
thank you.
I'm so glad your health is better and you're back on radio because I really appreciate the things that you share.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. Bless you.
The verse that I wanted to share was you had talked about Jeremiah 29:11, and a few days ago I was texting a friend of mine who was going through a hard time, and as I was texting the verse for I know the plans, the thing I just stopped right there because what hit me was whenever I had read that verse before I always looked at the future and hope, but what hit me was a plural of plans, that Jesus has a plan for every single thing I go through. It may be new to him, but it's not new to, I mean, maybe new to me, but it's not new to him.
Wow, that's fantastic. Don't you love it when God highlights something? Because, hear people say sometimes, I don't want to bother God with this little thing because he's got the rest of the universe to run. But that would imply that God has limits, you know, that if he's got his attention over there, he surely can't address this little thing here. But he cares about every detail. The Bible says he delights in every detail of our lives, which means he has a plan for every detail. That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, it's a God thing. It was such a blessing to me. I've been telling everybody I've talked to.
Yeah. I mean, I needed to hear it. This is so ridiculous, but I've got this email issue that will not go away. It's the goofiest thing, but I'll delete like 200 emails, just a lot of extra stuff that I don't need, and then my email inbox will repopulate them. It's like Groundhog Day. I've deleted them 20 times, and they keep coming back. And we've tried to figure out. We've called the server, whatever. They cannot figure it out. And it's just stressing me out a little bit. And I've actually prayed about it, going, God, this is something I absolutely don't need. And when I heard you say that just now, I'm like, he has a plan for this. Even this side little note, he has a plan. So I needed that reminder today, Sherry. Thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely.
You're a dear. God bless you. Thank you. And if you want a book, either email me or stay on the line and give Carissa your address, okay?
Thank you. Will do.
All right. Bless you. Bless your day. It's all about you today, friends. In fact, listen to this, dear, praise report. So once in a while, we do these songs and verses shows, and we pray for anybody who needs prayer. And Tracy said, Susie, I was on your show in July, and I was struggling with fear and self-worth, having been out of a job for several months. She says this, I am happy to report that God has provided me with a job recently that is beyond my wildest dreams. And she references Ephesians 3:20. Praise God. She says, I get to work from home, travel some, but not too much, and have a fabulous team to work with. Praise God. He is good and when we're in the waiting. He was working on me, and now I'm ready for all of the adventures ahead. Praise God. And thank you, Susie, for your prayer over me on the show that day. What an amazing praise report. I am so grateful. We always want to love because we pray for a lot of you. You got to get back to us and tell us how we can stand with you. All right, let's look. What do you say here? Charles from Bismarck? All right. Hey, Charles, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good morning, Susie. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Amen and amen. So what's the Lord doing in your life, sir?
God has been so faithful. He has been so wonderful. He has been so gracious. I cannot stop to praise him all the rest of my life. First of all, I want to bless God for you, that the Lord is using you to bless so many souls. And every day, my kids and myself, we don't listen nothing else, just faith radio, the music. Most times, the preaching, it's wonderful. So today I'm led to pray for you because you have been praying for people, and I just want to bless you this morning.
I take it, Charles. Thank you.
All right. Gracious Father, I want to tell you thank you, Lord, for this time. I bless your name, O Lord, for you alone are worthy to be praised. You are the King of kings and Lord of all lords, the Jehovah Shalom, the Jehovah Elohim, the Jehovah Raphika, the God that never sleeps nor slumbers. I want to tell you thank you, Lord, for the life of your daughter, Susie. Thank you, God, for strength. Thank you, Father, for helping her in times like this. Thank you, O God, for all the prayers you're using us to bless people. I ask this day that you continue to give her your strength. Your word says in Luke chapter 1, verse 35, when the Holy Ghost came upon Mary, she said, how can this be, since I'm a virgin? I ask, O Lord, this day that every difficult problem that it is impossible to mend, that let your power and the Holy Ghost come upon our life and our family and our ministry, that human beings will see the testimony and they will glorify you in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Charles, thank you. I'm wrapping my arms around that whole prayer. It means so much to me that you listened and that you called. Thank you for that. And may God return that blessing back to you many times over. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
You are a treasure. Stay connected to us. All right. God bless you, brother. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. I'm wondering if we have time, Kim, to grab Carissa before the break, you think? Okay. We're going to take Carissa calling from Colorado. Hey, Carissa, we are literally on the countdown to our hard break, so you tell me what you need, and I want to make sure we pray for you.
Oh, thank you, Susie. Well, as you know, I was homeless for a really long time, and in my praise report is God just brought me inside a place that I'm hoping I can stay at, so I'm so grateful for that. But I've been in just constant battling to keep my head above the water with, like, intense mold die-offs, and at the moment, I can't keep my blood sugar to hold longer than 30 minutes to an hour max. So around the clock, I'm trying to eat protein powder, and I'm just pretty much at the end of not being able to handle it. So I need the Lord's courage. The word He's been giving me is persistence and keeping my eyes on Him and not the waves. But it's honestly, I feel like this is a birthing season for me. But I'm just desperate to be able to keep my eyes on Him and not in how overwhelming and desperate my situation is.
Well, Father, I pray for my dear sister Carissa, and I lift her up to you now. And I, Lord, I know when we walk through the valley of the shadow, you promise to be there with us. So I pray in the name of Jesus right now that your hand would touch her, that you'd bring healing, you'd bring relief, you'd lighten her load. Lord Jesus, we talk about in Scripture, it says we cry out to you in our distress. You deliver us from all of our fears. I pray that as she looks to you, that she'd be radiant and she would know a redemption that she never even imagined in her story. You are the God who heals. You're the God who saves. Would you heal, deliver, and save her and bring the kind of help that she needs? Doctor help, provision, financial help, and physical help. I commit this dear sister to you now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
We're remembering you, dear sis. All right. Hang in there.
Love you.
You too. Thanks. Give Carissa your address if you're able. We're going to pause here for our hard break. I see a few more calls on the line. We will be back in a moment. Amen and amen. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. Tomorrow starts our fall share. So today, it's all about you. The phone lines are open. Want to talk about what you want to talk about. Love to stand with you in prayer if I could do that. Maybe God is teaching you something that you'd like to share. Love to chat with you. 877-933-2484. We've had some amazing calls. You can also email middays@myfaithradio.com. I've got a stack of books to those who get on the air today. Lisa Turkhurst's book. We've got Sharon Hottie Miller's book, Nice, a devotional, a few others. And so call. I'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. We've got an anonymous friend checking in today, wants some prayer. Hey there, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hello, good to have you today. How can we pray for you?
Well, I learned 3 days ago that my wife wants a divorce. And I never in my wildest dreams expected this, and it it seems as a field to the bottom of my life has fallen out. and we have a 12-year-old son, and I'm just, he doesn't know anything yet, and I'm just so, so grieved about, you know, what this will, I think it'll be devastating to him, and I just feel stripped naked, and I just desperately need the Lord's help.
So,
because I don't even know what to do.
Wow. Does she seem, is her heart just completely shut down? Does it seem like there's any room at all for, you know, counseling or any kind of help, or does she seem locked down kind of thing?
She seems pretty resolute in terms of her decision. I mean, there's still some openness in terms of, you know, certain shared things like, you know, our pets and things like that. So she's not totally hostile to me, but her mind seems made up, and I don't think that, you know, that I can convince her.
Is it okay to ask?
There's nothing.
Can I ask you? And is it okay to ask a question here? I want to walk so carefully with your broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone through any counseling up to this point? Did this thing blindside you? Have you been through counseling up to this point?
Well, several years ago, we've been both had individual counseling, but several years ago, we did a few sessions of marital counseling, and I could, you know, kick myself for letting it. You know, I tend to be passive and, you know, procrastinate on things, and I just didn't pursue continuing to schedule appointments. And I think that could have saved our marriage. And even if I had done it, I mean, I had the thought again, you know, several months ago, and I didn't pursue it. And, you know, if I could just turn the clock back, you know, but of course you can't.
Okay, but I want to say something because I wondered about passivity, to be honest with you. And I got to tell you, as someone who travels around the country and does women's events all over the place and talks to, you know, thousands of women, I've talked with women who their hearts were broken because they had passive husbands who wouldn't take leadership. And when they said they wanted a divorce and the husband passively accepted, he thinking, it's over, I can't fight. She saying, I wish he would have fought for me. That was like her last clarion call. Like, I want to know, will he fight for me? And I don't know why, but I felt that instinct in me to ask about that because I just think it might be worth it for you to, you know, because there's something, if I can speak frankly, there's something about us as women. We don't feel protected if a husband is passive. You know what I'm saying? We need to know that you're engaged and you're taking leadership and you're taking some protective authority, so to speak. And I'm wondering, I'm just thinking out loud, but I'm wondering if you would go back to her and own what you just said to me to say, you know what? I blew it. When we were in counseling, I should have taken the leadership and I had the nudge to do it again and I didn't. Will you forgive me and will you give us a chance? I will lead the way. I will schedule all the appointments and tell me what else you need so that you feel loved and protected because you deserve to feel that way. I don't want you to passively give up because she seems resolute because I've talked to more women than I can even express to you who issued the divorce decree and the husband took it and they were like, if he only he would have fought for me. And I just think it's worth fighting for her, you know?
Well, I mean, I would do anything, but my fear is that it's her personality. She's very strong-willed, like my son also. And it's just her personality that once she has decided something, that trying to change her mind just makes her dig in even more. But that's not to say, I mean, I couldn't at least, you know,
try.
Present that and put it in those words.
Yeah. And the fear is, you know, that she'll divorce you. Well, she's already there. And so what do you have to lose? You know, she may dig her heels in and get a little bit more stubborn, but you know what? We're going to pray that God would soften her heart. But I think you'll always wonder if you don't at least try. It's interesting to me that in my own spirit, I felt as you were talking that I needed to ask you about passivity, and then you said it yourself. So I want to pray for you, but I'm asking you to just try, and we'll pray that she'll be ready for when you sit down. But if you could show a humble strength, that's what women respond to, is that humble strength where you're like, I'm building a bridge. I love you. I've made mistakes in the past, but I'm going to step up. And I want, tell me what else I can do to rebuild this bridge so that you feel that you're safe and you're connected. And I'm, and I, you don't even tell her, I'll go to counseling on my own to be strengthened so I can be the kind of leader that you need. I think it's worth a try. I pray that you'll try.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Well, let me pray. Father, I pray for my dear brother, and I pray, first of all, for his wife, who I know that we as women feel uncovered if there's passivity in our spouses. And I just pray you'd heal her heart and you'd show her, Lord, that you've been covering her the whole time, that you're with her. And I pray you'd soften her heart and you prepare her for when he comes to her to take ownership of what he needs to take ownership of. And as he does that, God, I pray the scales would fall off of her eyes and she would show that she's not innocent here either, that we all make many mistakes in relationships. And I ask you, Lord, as he steps up in strength and humility, that humility would enter her own heart and she would see that it's not easier to end and begin again. It's actually better to build with what you have. Give her a vision for this future, for this son of theirs, and the legacy that she wants to leave him. And Lord, I pray just the blood of Jesus over this marriage. We claim this marriage for your kingdom, and we command every scheme of the enemy to be canceled in Jesus' name. I ask you to bless my dear brother with great humility and strength and courage to step up and be the man of God that you've always called him to be. And I pray that he would feel just a surge of strength as he does. Bless him, Lord, and guide him and guard him. Give him a sensitivity to your spirit for when it's time to sit down with his wife. And we ask for a successful, amazing outcome in this dear marriage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to be praying for you in the days ahead. And God be with you. He is with you. You go ahead and go in courage, okay?
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Really, we'll be praying for you. Glad you called.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, man. Lord, bless that family. 877-933-2484. Taking your calls. What is God teaching you? What's on your heart these days? Maybe we can pray for you. Frank is calling. He's a good friend of the show. Hey, Frank, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord. Regarding that previous caller, Focus on the Family's Hope Restored program is an awesome success among those people who have last-ditch efforts to prevent divorce.
Hmm. Okay. But, what's it called again?
I think it's Hope Restored.
Okay.
It's a very special program that, you know, couples get together at their special houses, and it's been like four out of five potentially divorcing couples that go through it are still together years afterwards.
Friend, if you're still listening, Hope Restored, Focus on the Family. And Frank, before you get to your next point, this dear listener, David, wanted to speak to our previous caller, and he says he needs to be stronger than his wife and take the lead in reconciliation. So this is a good word. I just think there's hope for you, dear friend, who just called. And being stronger, if your wife is strong-willed, that God would give you a kind of strength to rise up in a Christ-like strength that's stronger than her strong will. I love that word, David. Thank you. All right, Frank, back to you. What do you got for us today?
Well, like you, I had some problems with my computer. My Wi-Fi connection failed. And hours upon hours of work over weeks, we just couldn't figure out what the problem was. And during that time, the Lord brought me closer to him. And I was able to get more work than usual done on a novel that I've been working on for several years now. But in a last-ditch effort to clear up the problem, we did a reset on the computer. And I, despite our efforts to prevent it, we lost 60 pages of the novel.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think I would cry. Did you cry? Just got to know.
Yeah.
Or is that a girl thing?
Yes. Yes. I mean,
oh man,
it's painful when you put your heart and soul into it. Well, you know me, it's a science fiction novel, and it's very much Jesus inspired. And anyway, you know, the Lord has been drawing close to me and showing me that what he did before, he can redo again.
Amen.
And not only redo it, but even better.
That's right.
And in amongst all this, oddly enough, in the last couple of days, he's pointed me at a house not far from where I live. It would really be nice. provided I had a couple hundred thousand to pay for it. Hmm. And it just looks like it would fit everything I need. But, you know, there again, the Lord has promised to be the provider.
That's right.
And he's, you know, I'm just trusting in him and, oh, just seeing such awesome confirmation in the spirit.
Well, Frank, I appreciate you calling, and I pray God would tend to the desires of your heart. I tell you, Phil Calloway wrote a book. I can't remember the title of it, but I loved every word of it. And then I think it was in the end of the book, he wrote how, this is back when you would write books and keep them on a floppy disk. He was taking a flight with his son somewhere. They're on a plane. He's got the floppy disk of the book in his front shirt pocket. He went to the bathroom in the plane, bent over to flush, and the floppy fell into the toilet, and he flushed away the whole book. So he had to start from the beginning and write it all over again. And I loved every single word of the book. And he said the second round was even so much better than the first. So, you know, I don't understand why those things happen, but may God just expedite and accelerate your process. And thank you for calling. Appreciate it so much.
Bless you. And by the way, one of the things he did out of all that was he helped me put the internet in a better place position in my life.
Wow. That's good. That's a good word. Thank you for that. All right. We're going to grab Brittany right before the break here. We got our last break coming up in just a moment. And Brittany, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
We had met actually at a recording of one of your broadcasts in August. And so I just kind of wanted to update and share something that God's doing in my life. So I had come with a really broken heart. I had told you that there was a lot of loss in the past year and a half of our lives. And something that God has done is shown me in one of those areas that my identity was completely crushed, that someone had really just spoken some really negative hurtful things to my identity that was already fragile. And so I really unfortunately took them to heart, even though I had brought them to the Lord. And so he showed me in the process that it was like he was speaking them to me. And then recently God has shown me that he allowed all of those things to happen the last year and a half, in part because I needed to be so crushed and reliant on him that he could rebuild my identity in a way that I've never understood, I guess, because I wouldn't allow the words that he would speak to actually resonate in my heart. I'm an abuse survivor.
Hmm.
And so like my identity to begin with has been something that's been really vulnerable and fragile. And so I've never really grabbed hold of what the Lord has said that I am in completeness. And he has taken every word off of my heart and just pouring his word as I'm reading the Bible, just will point out whatever I'm reading and using people around me to speak encouragement into my life and just showing me that it's his identity that he's going to put into my life instead of everything else.
Hmm.
And I just wanted to add to that, I feel like I'm supposed to share that God is allowing us to feel us, whoever it is, to feel crushed by the place in our lives that he wants to build the strongest.
Amen.
And so I'm just believing that it's still a work in progress, but I'm holding on to that for myself and for others as well.
Brittany, that's beautiful. And, you know, I pre-recorded this coming Friday show. And one thing Dr. Kurt Thompson said, we talked about shame. And he said, nobody's delivered. All of us have some kind of shame embedded where you're not enough. You feel constantly connected to, like, the negative comments are so much more believable than what Jesus says. And all of us have a measure of that in our soul. And nobody's delivered from it all at once. He said, you have to look at it as Christians that we're in rehab until Jesus comes, because you get injured and re-injured, and then you get restored, and then you get injured again. And one of the things he says is you have to starve shame and feed faith about what God says, but just be okay to be on that journey of redemption, of rediscovering on deeper levels of who you are in Christ. And it's a worthy pursuit, Brittany. So thank you for sharing, because to every extent that we get a hold of who we are, the world sees who he is through us. So thank you for that call. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Bless you, dear. So we have a break here. Roxana calling in from Virginia. Well, I pray you can hold. It's a short break, about a minute and a half. I want to take your call next. And then we may, if we have time, to play some songs too. This is our day before Cher, so it's all about you. Just listening to you, hearing from you. What are you going through? What's God teaching you? I'm telling you, your life lessons are so important for those who are walking through right now, what you've just come through. And maybe we can pray for you as well. Actually, Roxana has a husband who's been diagnosed with cancer. We for sure want to pray for you, Roxana. How about you? 877-933-2484. We've got a stack of books we'd love to get into your hands. Those who get on the air today will get a book, and you can email middays@myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson, so honored to spend this time with you. I tell you what, it is just so great to hear from you, to do life with you, to walk this journey out. We're in this together, right? We're taking one faith step at a time. We are on a pilgrimage to a most holy city, the New Jerusalem. Jesus is coming, and depending on where you land on end times theology, he literally could come at any moment. And Scripture says over and over again, let me find you ready. And I one of the reasons that I'm do this show is that we could be ready, that we could be ready for his soon return, living expectant. Anyway, I digress. So tomorrow starts our fall share. Today, then, is all about you. I want to know how I can pray for you, how I can stand with you. Maybe you're walking through a tough time. You can even call anonymously if you need. Or maybe you've just come through a battle and you've learned a lesson. Well, I'm telling you what, somebody needs to hear what you have to say. Now, Roxanne had to get off the phone. It looks like she'd been holding for a bit. I'm sorry about that, Roxanne. Calling from Virginia, but we're still going to pray because her husband was diagnosed with liver cancer. And Lord, I lift up Roxanne and I ask you, God, to bless her right now, comfort her, calm her fears. And Lord, you are the God who performs miracles. So I ask you, Lord, would you do a miracle in Roxanne's husband's life? Lord, I know cancer is such a terrible foe, and I pray that by your stripes that he would be healed. I ask that you lengthen his life. I ask you to do a miracle that only you could do, Lord Jesus. I know that these still happen today, so would you do that, Father? Do a miracle in their midst, and bring the right doctors, the right treatment, and we just ask. We're going to err on the side of faith and ask you to do what only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And this dear brother writes in, he says, hi, I called in, he texted in actually, and says, I know you're getting plenty of calls, so I thought I'd just send a quick text. I want you to know that I pray for Susie and all of you on the show. Well, first of all, we say thank you. He called on the last day of Live the Promise, and that was when I did the afternoon show. I was a blubbering mess on that day. Well, Mike from Maple Grove called, and he said he was an alcoholic living in darkness, and he used to catch the show every day at 3 o'clock on his way to his second job while he was consuming alcohol. And then he said that the show was a blessing to him. Mike, I'm not comfortable writing all these sweet things you're saying about me. So anyway, what he wants for people to know was that he is now sober over 4 years and full of joy. He lost his wife of 20 years and their family's broken up. But as long as God is in the picture, everything will be okay. He says, my passion now is helping alcoholics and drug addicts get free. And the only way I've found that is through Jesus Christ. And he said that the show got him started on his path. And he started with Christian music. He accepted Jesus, and he came over to the talk side. I love it. And we're so honored to have you, Mike. And I just celebrate your freedom. And look what's happening. You've not only broken free, you're becoming a conduit for freedom for others. That is the best story ever. And friends, would you do that? You know, we've been praying on the air for people over the years. If you've got a testimony where you say, I once was, and now I'm, we always want to hear those testimonies. I mean, Mike was driving to a second job while consuming alcohol, while listening to Faith Radio. Maybe you're there today. Well, look at Mike. He's been sober for a number of years and helping others get free. Get a vision for what God might have for you. I mean, that's why our theme this year is a hope and a future, because God wants you to have hope on the horizon. And as Dr. Warren Wiersbe says, this isn't a hope-so hope. It is a no-so hope. We're not hoping in even a specific outcome. We're hoping in the Lord himself, who promises to wipe away every tear and redeem every part of your story. We've got Jessica calling in from Andover. Hey, Jessica, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I'm actually calling. I had met you previously at Mercy Hospital.
Oh, you!
Yay! That testimony, that is one in itself. And I would love to share that one day, but I'm actually calling today because I happen to be fasting. But I'm calling because ever since I had my surgery, my 8-year-old daughter has just been struggling with fear and anxiety of her own because the surgery itself was just, I think, a little traumatic for her to think that something could have, like, gone wrong with mom.
Hmm.
So, one, the testimony that I have is just, again, something in itself. But I just am looking for prayers today because, yeah, I'm fasting for her, and she's so sweet, and she just has a heart for God already at 8. And so I just know she's struggling with this. And so I'm, just calling to kind of lift her up in prayer and have people join me.
Be honored. What's her name?
Paisley.
Paisley, how precious. So friends, wherever you're listening from, can you just imagine stretching your hands towards Jessica in Andover and dear little Paisley? Excuse me, Lord, Father, we just lift up Paisley to you. We thank you that you delight in this little girl and that you set her in this precious home and you work all things together for the good. I thank you for Jessica, that you're healing her, redeeming her, and that she came through surgery. And I pray somehow you would give Paisley a supernatural gift of grace to see that in this world we do have trouble, but we can be of good cheer because you've overcome the world, and that she would see the bigger picture that Jessica actually came through the surgery and that she's healthy and that now she's got a deeper testimony of your faithfulness. Meet with Paisley even right now, and I pray you remove the fear and put faith, and remove the angst and put peace. I pray she'd experience your presence right now, that she could come home from school and say, Mom, something changed for me today. And it would be at the exact moment that we're praying for her right now. I pray you'd surround her with good friends and great teachers and people that point her to you, Lord. We commit this dear girl to you now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen.
Thank you, Jessica. I wish I could give you a big hug. It was so good to meet you at the hospital. Bless you, dear.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. So I want to play one of the songs that I've been had on repeat in my prayer time by Leland. And it's the title is Where You Are, I think is the title. Yep, Where You Are. And I want you just to take a deep breath and settle in. We just have a couple months left of the show. No, we don't. We've got a couple minutes left of the show. That's more appropriate. I want you just to take a deep breath. And if you can stop whatever it is you're doing, and just take it in, because in his presence, the fullness of joy is found. Let's rest in his presence and listen in. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I sure love doing this journey with you. We'll meet you back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening to this Middays with Susie Larson podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of Middays with Susie Larson.